USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Numerous deaths have been reported after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia.
The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma, Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey praised the people of her state as they deal with such devastation.
Typical of the values that we Alabamians have, that we just flat help everybody when we can.
Officials fear the death toll may rise as search and rescue efforts continue across the region. I'm Dave Collins.
Residents of the rain-soaked West see even more wet weather. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service.
Totals for Friday through Saturday night, again, kind of 1 to 2, 2.5 inches across most of the valley, 3 to 4, 4.5 inches across the foothills.
Gusty winds could down trees and power poles. One last weak event comes on Wednesday next week before the storm door slams shut. A human error is to blame for the FAA system failure that grounded thousands of flights across the nation earlier this week. It was caused by someone who did not follow proper procedure while accessing the Notice to Air Missions system on Wednesday. The error damaged a data file within the over 30-year-old computer system. The U.S. Treasury Secretary warning the nation will hit its debt limit next week.
Janet Yellen notified Congress that the Treasury Department will begin taking steps to avoid default. In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen noted that the Treasury is not currently able to estimate how long those actions will let the U.S. continue to pay for government obligations. She did urge Congress to, quote, act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The market closing with stocks higher as the S&P notched its best week since November. This is USA News.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with Vince Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
The House Judiciary Committee will look into President Biden's potential mishandling of classified documents from his time as vice president. Fox News reports committee chair Jim Jordan will also conduct oversight into the Justice Department's review of the matter, including the appointment of special counsel Robert Hur. One House Democrat suggesting the Biden documents might have been planted. Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson questions the timing of everything.
I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently.
This particular lawmaker, known for making rather outlandish claims in the past, the CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older. The CDC notes that overall, the data suggests it's, quote, very unlikely there is a true clinical risk, and Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising the agency for being open. The agencies use a safety monitoring system that identified a, quote, preliminary signal that they found important to share with the public while they continue to evaluate data. A leopard that had gone missing at the Dallas Zoo has now been found. The zoo was closed much of the day after the clouded leopard named Nova was reported missing from its habitat. When staff members arrived, the zoo later reported the leopard had been found still on the grounds at the zoo, not far from its original habitat. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.